The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway, friend. In
advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Vortex Jones. Thank you for joining us again today, folks, because we've got an exciting, kind of a wet show for you today. All kinds of new information about what we're doing, what life is doing, what you can be doing if you visit Alive and Well.
Right. And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience. That's not really near the number in alternative health therapies.
You were never very good at math, honey.
I never was. But I did get number one in my school, and that's another story.
I know.
Proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Amazing formulas, amazing choices you can't get elsewhere. Terrific prices, terrific variety, and terrific healing properties, along with, how can we say it? I just lift it up to the heavens, the broth cafe at Alive and Well. The organic foods, the amazing panorama of choices.
Organic.
Fantastic. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, not, all of those choices are magnificent and without the chemicals, without the sprays. And we just have an ongoing and very grateful love affair with the local Maui organic farmers. Beautiful fresh produce, or non-sprayed, no chemicals, etc., brought into us every single day for all of our great foods. In addition to the juice cleanse, fabulous high concentration, squeezed 100% organic juices, a whole array of them, and you can talk to the master. She's the greatest, Belinda, and call up, ask for Belinda, and she can give you guidance as to the kind of cleanse that would be more applicable for you. I'm mad about the green juices, the incredible green juices. First thing that I do every single day, grab my green juices, and there I go. Only bottled in the glass. And remember the Vortex water, Din.
That's what I was referring to earlier, you know, the Vortex water. Every little drop of water we have at the broth is Vortex water. Whether it's a coffee, specially made individual coffee order, made on the spot for you, or the broth itself, or any other use of water in the kitchen and for customer service, is Vortex water.
That's
what
right.
makes it so great? Because the hydrogen molecules and the oxygen molecules are activated. You never heard such a term before in your life, I'm sure. But activated water, that's Vortex water. It's the nutrients are released so much more freely into your body, completely absorbed and utilized.
That's right.
Water
isn't
just something wet. Water is oxygen and hydrogen. And when you get the right balance and the right activity of those two major components, you got water.
Right. And remember that it was far back as 1938 that this very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, received the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, okay, was actually best to have this kind of water. It would be so terrific, okay? The Toucan positively supported Vortex water, okay? So that's absolutely wonderful. And
you can bring your glass container and fill it up at the store, of course. And if you don't have a glass container, you can buy a glass container, a half-gallon, gallon, or 5-gallon, and we give you a free fill with the purchase of that container.
That's right.
Okay?
Free of all contaminants, any pesticide, any plastic, anything like that. 9999 You know, that's the highest. There's absolutely no contaminant whatsoever. And speaking about no contaminants in the body, we've got an amazing show on the healing, magnificent healing power of supplements and herbs. And we're going to start, Dan, and I'm sharing it with you on this fabulous benefit of acetyl L-carnitine.
Tell me about it.
We've got a great one from Alive and Well.
That's not an herb. That's an amino acid.
That's a great amino acid. And here's this profound medical reports on acetyl L-carnitine. I'm going to share with you, kid, okay?
Which is a component of protein, which is a component of your skin, your brains, your eyes, your neurotransmitters, the connective tissue, the every cell in your body.
Exactly.
Go with it, baby. Go.
And it's also, remember, before we even read this, let's remember it's been a leader in Europe for more than half a century for brain regeneration. And remember, the acetyl form is the key. Passes the blood-brain barrier so that the nutrient can do its work. The liver barrier, the heart, all the different benefits. So here it is, according to all the research, right here. Acetyl L-carnitine, known in Europe as Alcar, is a unique form of L-carnitine that has incredible, say the experts, brain and body-boosting properties. Most importantly, it is one of the most evidence-backed anti-aging and mitochondrial-boosting, that's cellular energy-enhancing compounds, ever discovered. Okay?
Got that ever, forever.
Ever discovered. And Alcar has been proven to reduce depression with a potency comparable to antidepressant drugs with zero side effects, unlike the drugs. And then the medical studies are cited. Protect and repair neurons, that nerve cells, from damage. That's the main thing that's used in Europe, too, also, like that caused by diabetes, preventing that. And then I would like you very much to read the rest of this article here, and then give it back to me.
We're talking about neurons. We're talking also about brains and neurotransmitters.
That's right. This is a specific thing.
We're talking about the central nervous system. We're talking about all the benefits this can do.
Right. Read the rest of those studies.
Here it goes. Acetyl L-carnitine improves insulin sensitivity. Now, who can resist that? Insulin sensitivity is very important in controlling the sugars. Too much insulin and too much sugar, and you're going to get heavily overweight and a lot of inflammation, a lot of cardiovascular complications. But acetyl L-carnitine helps to balance it all out in the positive, healthy demeanor. It also improves cardiovascular health. It improves the strength of the cell wall integrity of every cell in your body, but especially the heart and in the brain. It's amazing. And the liver. Acetyl-L-carnitine combats the side effects of aging, like neurological decline and chronic fatigue. Well, it helps with the mitochondrial development, as
That's
I mentioned
right.
earlier.
That's right. Anywhere, okay? Absolutely.
And the mitochondria produce the energy.
Go ahead.
So increases mitochondrial function by increasing their ability to produce energy. It activates the mitochondria.
That's right.
The mitochondria don't do the actual energizing. They create a substance called adenosine triphosphate. ATP is the acronym. And ATP is the energy, the spark, the life force of every cell in your body.
So acetyl-L-carnitine kicks butt, right? It gets it out there and gets those cells out there and doing their energy producers, okay? Kicking butt, getting out and dancing and getting happy. Get happy.
It kicks A, baby.
It kicks A. Go ahead. Get happy.
Notably, acetyl-L-carnitine has been known to cause fat loss, not because of any mechanism intrinsic to Alcar, to acetyl-L-carnitine, but simply because those taking acetyl-L-carnitine become more physically active due to the increased energy and the vitality that it provides to what? The mitochondria and the production of acetyl-L-carnitine and the production adenosine triphosphate.
Adenosine triphosphate, ATP.
Between powerful antidepressant effects, like and even better than drugs, like Prozac, but with zero side effects.
Now, that's very interesting, because that's one, you know, I knew it passed the blood-brain barrier and helped with the liver and cleansing, et cetera, and so forth, but I did not know that it can be an effective antidepressant, so I'm learning.
Oh, absolutely.
These are, again, cited clinical trials.
And the way that does that is by increasing the mitochondrial function of the brain.
The brain.
And the neurotransmitter activities in the brain. That connected the synaptic conjunction of active components in your brain, which creates what? thoughts.
Right.
And lifts you out of depression.
And guess what the little motive is that the brain says? Get snappy, be happy. Get snappy, snaps. You just said it snaps it up. Get snappy, be happy.
Okay.
There you go.
That's pretty cute. Anti-aging activity, and also brain protection, as I mentioned earlier, then increased fat burning and weight loss, and increased energy levels.
Right.
This is a must-have supplement, say the experts. And that's
the thing on that. It's just amazing. It's just amazing because they also go on into another thing and do say, other experts say, it makes your stiffened neurotransmitters limber and more responsive.
Yeah, that's what I said.
While at the same time, they were talking about how it works in depression, while at the same time fighting off negative feelings like stress, worry, frustration, or sadness. And here they cite a 2018 Polish study showed that ALC reduced mental fatigue and increased physical activity in patients ranging from 40 to 65 years old. Isn't that
ALC
wonderful?
ALC is acetyl L-carnitine.
That's right. That is really, 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 really. Okay. And that's very exciting. So that's one phenomenal, and that's why Alive and Well is very happy to have acetyl L-carnitine. You know, it's amazing. The European doctors, and they are so much more focused on nutrients and all. And here's their report in Europharmacopoeia about ashwagandha. Did I say that right, Gary? Ashwagandha. He's giving me thumbs up on that one. But he says maybe it's got a Jewish accent to it. Is that it? Maybe they say it ashwagandha. I say ashwagandha.
Ah.
It's got a kind of... Ah. It reminds me of my Jewish background.
You relocate the position in the back of your mouth.
I like
ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha. Yeah. Okay, ashwagandha is a highly valued adaptogen. Now, adaptogen means helping the body, all the organs of the body, adapt to stress and different conditions, okay?
In every function. Okay.
So they call it here, they're quoting the European, is a highly valued adaptogen in Ayurvedic medicine, one of the oldest healing systems in the world, practiced in India for over 5,000 years. Traditionally, they say, ashwagandha has been prescribed for many things, calming nerves, reducing inflammation, and increasing both libido and stamina. Woo! So it's a sexy herb, too.
Like that.
I didn't know that. It has the special ability to be energizing and calming at the same time. Now, what could be better? That's my reaction to that. If we're getting energy, but you're also getting mental calm, that's terrific. That's a great balance. So what are the scientific explanations, say the Europeans, for ashwagandha's success? A major reason is that it contains a wealth of potent natural compounds, including withanolides. These compounds boost resistance to physical and psychological stressors. Can you read that last one there
relieve
for us,
that
honey?
Last part?
Please do.
I'll relieve it. It says here, folks, in clinical studies, ashwagandha has been shown to reduce cortisol levels and increase protective antioxidant, its rapid aging activity. The result is that people feel less fight or flight symptoms and more calm. And ashwagandha also helps fight other stress-related complications, including some of the most famous issues, such as tight muscles and increased heart rate, feelings of social anxiety, stress-related insomnia, severe depression symptoms, and associated with stress. It's a major hormone balancer as well. It goes on to talk again about how ashwagandha performs a multitude of services, simply with the calming effect, allowing your body to do what the body wants to do under certain circumstances.
Right. Okay? You know, when you think about the big A's, and here's four reports, again, clinical trials. The big A's, we've done the ashwagandha. How about astaxanthin?
Okay.
And here's reports on that one. Wow. I mean, this is just amazing. Astaxanthin, okay? And, you know, before we read it, just remember, the great Hawaiian astaxanthin, the plant astaxanthin. We have that in our wonderful store. Love it. And it, here's the quotes from the medical studies. Okay? It is originally, astaxanthin is originally made by algae. It is thought to be one of the most effective antioxidants known to man and woman. It is also one of the most powerful protectors of our cellular energy generators, mitochondria.
There you go.
One of your favorite.
Mitochondria, we call it.
Okay. How does that translate into meaningful effects? Study where male students ages 17 to 19 who took the 4 milligrams per day of astaxanthin found that it improved their strength and endurance by an impressive 62%. Moreover, their endurance increased 300% faster than the control group. That's citing
that's
the clinical study. Shows that those that didn't get
that's
it.
That's good, baby.
And so in talking about that, astaxanthin, all right, okay, astaxanthin can protect mitochondria, support optimal cellular energy production. Could you read this page here, dear? Protect mitochondria.
Okie doke.
Go ahead, kid.
Astaxanthin. There's no G in there. It's astaxanthin. A-S-T-A-X-A-N. The X is pronounced Z. Astaxanthin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know what my English teacher would think about that, but okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What it does is protect the mitochondria and support optimal cellular energy production. We're talking about energy here, folks. You've got the acetyl-L-carnitine, you got the astaxanthin. It's major, major, major energy improvement and muscle development and anti-inflammatory. Goes on to say, dramatically reduces inflammation, increases blood flow, supports heart health, and reduces oxidation of LDL.
Can I say another thing, too? Because one of the well things to know, and we have that wonderful extract of the astaxanthin right here, organically grown in Hawaii. And that astaxanthin has also been shown to dramatically help eye function. It's an amazing nutrient for the health of the eyes. And that's very important, particularly with challenges and with aging. Go ahead.
It supports heart health and reduces the oxidation of LDL. Now, let me just say for a minute. LDL is considered bad, right? But your body makes LDL. Your body doesn't make bad LDL. It makes perfectly good LDL. So what makes LDL bad? Why does it go bad? Because of inflammation. LDL is particularly susceptible to inflammation. And the inflammation is just what the name implies. Inflammation. Fire. And what produces the inflammation? The sugars. The refined carbohydrates all turn to sugar. The sugar induces inflammation, a chronic state of inflammation. And that inflammation burns the LDL, turns it into ash. It's called plaque. That gums up, plugs up your arteries and capillaries. Okay? So the astaxanthin helps to remove that, helps to protect the LDL. Astaxanthin also helps modulate blood glucose, improves cognitive function. It protects the neurons from damage.
Wow, super
and
player.
And helps prevent dementia and neurological disease.
Wow.
It decreases anxiety. It decreases depression. All of these things working because of anti-inflammatory.
That's right, and we're going to get into that, too. You know, that's amazing, because what an important nutrient on so many levels, especially now. The time, it's one of the highest stress times ever in the history of our country.
And
it
also, besides improving, decreases depression, increases cheery attitude. It also decreases muscle inflammation by more than 50%.
Whoa.
Improves physical endurance and exercise performance.
Woo.
Increases muscle strength and mobility. Mobility 20 improved the heart-brain axis. I don't know what the 20 means.
Okay.
Strengthen mobility 20. Improves the heart-brain axis, both mental and physical health, and improves energy levels, which to say the least, it improves all those benefits.
Another reason to celebrate Hawaii, right? That wonderful organically grown,
it's a major antioxidant. And in the process of being an antioxidant, it reduces inflammation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's just amazing what a versatile and terrific player all the, about that. You know, and you brought up here, Den, you were bringing up the inflammation. There's a terrific, this is all doctors and all clinical trials, but I learned a lot thinking that I knew most about the story about inflammation. This was, and as a preamble to that, a top medical doctor, Dr. Russell Blaylock, he writes, like most diseases, chronic inflammation is the primary cause of breast cancer. He was focusing on that. And he said many things can cause chronic breast inflammation, including fibrocystic disease, radiation exposure, chronic infections, and exposure to certain chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, industrial chemicals, mercury, lead, and aluminum. In fact, it has been shown that the breast glands can concentrate pesticides and herbicides, so the level of these chemicals in breast ducts is hundreds of times higher than in the blood. I didn't know that.
I did not either.
It has also been shown, says the doctor, that elevated levels of inflammatory cytokines, remember that that cytokines is also what inflames the lungs and can cause death in breasts, in lung tissue, when COVID, etc.
Right.
But it says that it has been shown, says the doctor, that elevated levels of inflammatory cytokines in breast secretions greatly increase the risk of breast cancer. Never knew that. High levels
Again, it's inflammation.
Inflammation.
Fire.
That's
Fire.
What he says.
Okay.
High levels of certain forms of estrogen are also associated with increased risk of breast cancer because they induce inflammation within the breast duct systems where cancers arise.
And that's what Dr. John Lee said 50 years ago.
He did say that, okay. And he said that natural progesterone in the cream form from the plants standardized can fill those ducts and not allow the inflammatory aspect of these toxic estrogens
reduces
on those tissues.
Reduces excess inflammation.
That's right.
Okay.
And he says here, Dr. Blaylock, diet plays a major role in lowering the risk of breast cancer. And then he goes, and the EPA and DHOA, excuse me, not DHOA, I got back into my Jewish oi, we said, for instead of oi, we say oi, good, oi gewalt, oi got. Okay, sorry, I got into it. I fall into that every once in a while, right? Right, Gary? Yes, I thought so. So in here, Dr. Blaylock says, the DHA and the EPA from molecularly distilled fish oil is particularly important for the health of the breast tissue. And that's another reason we're so focused on the molecular distillation of the super pure omega-3 fish oils. Very, very important thing to do. But that's very exciting, right, Den?
So the fish oils protect your brain. They protect your heart. They protect you against inflammation throughout your body. They protect against breast cancer and testicular cancer and every other form of cancer because they also help to reduce the inflammation.
Exactly right.
Alrighty? And when they say chronic inflammation, there's so many different sources, so many contributors to chronic inflammation being a chronic, always there state
right.
in your body.
That's right.
And the idea is by using holistic nutrients and organic foods only, you reduce the chronic inflammation.
Right. And right. Just like you said, look at even just the breast tissue, how it concentrates the pesticides, the plastics, and all these toxic compounds, which are highly cancer-inducing.
And you know something, folks? I've said this nearly every show, but there's 80,000 chemicals being released in our environment on a regular basis. 80,000 man-made chemicals that come in fertilizers. They come in all kinds of sprays and trash in agriculture. But it's also in deodorants. It's also in soaps. It's also in food. It's also in food colorings. And your body has to filter all this trash out in order to build health. Because all of those 80,000, whether you're breathing them in or whether you're eating them and trying to digest them, your body is trying to create life. And the chemicals which they use to kill bugs also end up in our food that we eat. And those chemicals perform the same negative aspect in our body of killing beneficial bacteria and other healthy organisms that we need to grow healthy tissue.
And yes, and Dr. Blaylock does make this point in his conclusion about his conclusion, and he says he doesn't. He says the in lowering the risk of heart disease, the DHA and the EPA, he focuses that again. Take this on a daily.
Big
He says a number of other natural compounds also reduce the risk of breast disease. And these include curcumin of the Bioperine extract, which is one of the main products that's used in pain power.
Absolutely.
Not just for pain, but all inflammation.
All inflammation,
that's
whether
right.
it's the brain or pain, where whatever's going on, whether it's inflammatory, your body's throwing up some inflammation to try to combat the inflammation caused by these foreign chemicals.
That's right.
And
the
pain power
yes.
washes them all out, reduces inflammation, helps to restore natural metabolism, whether it's your brain or your ankle or wherever it might be.
That's right. And the curcumin of the Bioperine extract, as all the experts have said, mm-hmm. makes that turmeric extract curcumin about 2,000% more effective.
That's correct.
That's right.
That's what they
and
say.
And that's what he's saying here. Quercetin, that wonderful bioflavonoid, for the myriad of benefits and the things that's why it's so known to help the body be to help the body be safer against the COVID-19, because quercetin has long been known, that natural bioflavonoid from the plants, okay, has long been known to be reducing of inflammation in the sinuses, the throat, and the lungs. Allergic people, asthmatics, people with all kinds of conditions have taken that quercetin for a long time.
If you remember, at the height of the initial pandemic, doctors are using respirators to try to clear the lungs. But the respirators are just forcing the excess mucus in the lungs into the lungs.
Right, that's
and
exactly
asphyxiating
right.
asphyxiating the patient.
The quercetin, take the nutrients and stop. But going on to what this Blaylock is listing as the great supports against breast disease, but again, they have many other benefits. Astaxanthin, he puts that right in there, okay? Magnesium, silymarin, the other word, the active ingredient in milk thistle. So here's this board-certified, nationally recognized neurosurgeon, and again, bringing this great information out to people. And then there, you can't, okay. Here, it's just real important. This is there's a whole big published thing, which we had hours and hours and hours and hours to tell you about. It's all about inflammation. All of this is published by doctors in clinical trials. They start right out by when they're talking about anti-inflammation, and saying here, can you read this? How toxic, and this is about inflammation. It says, okay, heart disease, blood clots, strokes, and kidney failure. These are just some of the gruesome side effects, say the doctors. It's okay, these are the organic doctors. These are just some of the gruesome side effects that can be found on the back of a bottle of ibuprofen.
There you go.
And to top it all off, say these doctors, and there's like 30 of them listed here, ibuprofen doesn't even address the main cause of your problem. It's only temporary pain relief with violent side effects. You don't need to alleviate your pain, say the doctors. You need to fight inflammation, okay? And this is right here, okay? It also says here, should you take these drugs, say the doctors. And NSAIDs, that's non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, okay? I'm going to give this to you in a second, Dan, okay? NSAIDs increase HbA1c, that's the sugar level, in people with diabetes. Over-the-counter, I'm reading what they say, over-the-counter anti-inflammatory, usually something called a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, NSAIDs. These include aspirin, as well as naproxen, Aleve, ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin. In the U.S., listen to this, people take more than 30 billion doses of NSAIDs each year. Okay?
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
And this is, and they say here, this is a knockout, more than 500 medicines contain acetaminophen, that NSAID that they're talking about. Side effects include stomach ulcers, bleeding, heart attacks, liver failure, in the case of acetaminophen, okay? All on. And he goes on, and could you pick that up here, says Shabraham Sarkar, MD, gastroenterologist. All right?
Shabnam Sarkar, MD, gastroenterologist at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, Tennessee, says this. NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, cause gastritis and inflammation of the GI tract, especially in the stomach, because they block prostaglandins, which is this chemical that protects your stomach lining and helps you create mucus. So, when you take NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, it can be more pro-inflammatory, and then the medication itself can also be directly irritating if it's sitting in your stomach. He goes on to say within just 12 to 24 hours after taking NSAIDs, the intestinal permeability is increased. This means that the intestinal lining becomes looser and more vulnerable, allowing for bacteria and toxins to escape into the bloodstream, causing more inflammation.
See, and people are never told that. They don't understand that. They don't know why they're getting these horrific situations.
They have the gall to produce a product called baby aspirin or baby Tylenol. Give it to your kids.
The vast amount of side effects is beyond conception.
He goes on to say, this is commonly referred to as leaky gut. Although it's not well understood or easily diagnosed given the many factors affecting the GI tract, still, the inflammation that it caused, the NSAIDs cause, is contributed to myriad of health problems, many of them chronic. Besides gut-related issues, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs also increase the risk of heart attack and stroke, especially when you first start taking them. Three of the most popular NSAIDs you can find over the counter are ibuprofen, naproxen, and aspirin. Ibuprofen is commonly used to reduce general inflammation. However, it causes more inflammation. The most common side effects are diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, and abdominal pain. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug users, can also be heavy drinkers, more than three drinks a day, or drug users are at higher risk of experiencing stomach bleeding.
So isn't that a really great argument for being able to do the pain power, which puts together the great nutrients, the highest bioavailability curcumin, the wonderful and ancient herb the wise men gave to Mother Mary, which is
bacopa.
What?
Bacopa.
It's not bacopa. Boswellia, honey.
Oh, Boswellia, honey.
Boswellia, sweetheart.
It's Boswellia, honey.
Yeah,
that's right.
The old, known as frankincense, the active ingredient in Boswellia. We have a very high concentration there, and the systemic vegetarian enzymes with absolutely guaranteed no allergen and no side effect. Mm-hmm. That's really just wonderful.
And natokinase and serrapeptidase are also in there, as are other enzymes. It's a systemic enzyme combination formula, which is so effective in reducing inflammation at all levels, in all locales, all points of your body.
That's right. And, you know, I have to applaud these doctors doing their publications on inflammation, because then they go here and say they give... It's what is important is making the choices of the right supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And here is their, they go on and on and on and on. And the top of their list, they say here, they have so many. Then they go on fighting about, they quote different things like the Scandinavian Journal of Gastroenterology, speaking about the green foods, ACE, iron, magnesium, all of these wonderful greens. But they go here and say, okay, the top list, experts agree, the strong anti-inflammatory properties of the super pure omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil supplements of the purest kind are vital to good health, say the doctors.
That's right.
They decrease inflammation associated with, here we're quoting, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and many other conditions, says Dr. Sidney Spiewak, at Clinical Weight Loss and Wellness in East Hartford, Connecticut. The main omega-3s they're talking about are icosapentaena.
You do that very well.
Icosapentaena.
I'm so proud of you.
Can you say it that way, too?
No, I can't say
then
it that
say
way.
It, say how do you any, say it?
I don't think anybody could say it
say
quite
it.
Like that.
Deep.
Eikosapatanoic.
Speak.
Eikosapatanoic.
Eikosapatanoic. I don't want to call anybody a sap.
And docosahexaenoic.
Okay,
docosahexaenoic. EPA and DH, which Dr. Whitaker said years ago.
Right.
If you get 3 grams of EPA-DHA combination, that's 3,000 milligrams per day, okay?
Yes.
You provide what?
A lube job for the platelets. That's right. So the blood flows without clogging up
there
in the veins
are.
And arteries and causing heart
And then
attack.
You combine that again, honey, with vitamin K2, which also improves dramatically the blood flow and reduces the plaque buildup and the debris and the calcium deposits and all the garbage that can be deposited in your arteries and your capillaries, removes that stuff, and the super omega-3 comes along and gives you such anti-inflammatory, easy pliability and makes them very, well, dance-like, I guess you could say.
I was wondering if you were going to say that.
Well,
why don't you take a lube? You take a lube job for the platelets. How about a lube job for your feet, Dennis? Dance around a bit, Dan. You said, well, it gives you like it makes you dance around, Dan. You just said it. Gary's a witness. In the mouths of a witness,
well,
every word is established.
I guess I really put my foot in my mouth.
You put your foot in your mouth.
I guess I
get
did.
A lube job for the feet, then. Sorry. I'm sorry, my friends out there, but
okay.
I'm emotional about this. Anyway, these doctors go on to say, cardio coenzyme Q10, a.k.a. 100% ubiquinol, has many functions, including protecting your cells from oxidative damage by neutralizing and minimizing damage from free radicals. It boosts mitochondrial function, creates more energy. It's been used alone or with other drug therapies to prevent or treat heart disease and hypertension, periodontal disease, autoimmune issues, allergies, headaches, and Parkinson's.
And dementia.
And they say here, a 2017 study found that supplementing cardio Q10 helps improve the inflammation found in metabolic diseases, including obesity and diabetes. And can you read what they say about vitamin D3, these doctors?
Alrighty.
Go right ahead.
I guess you're getting a whole load of anti-inflammatory information, folks.
Wonderful
but
doctors and scientific studies.
As we've said over and over many years, inflammation from all medical sources points out that inflammation, fire in your cells, is the primary source of the accumulation of all disease.
And what do they often call the
ALL disease?
And what do they often call the U.S. of A? Inflammation Nation.
Do they really?
Yes, they often have called it that. We're Inflammation Nation because of all the cases of that. Go on to read about what they say about
vitamin D3. This mighty vitamin, known best for building bones, is a key factor in immune system functioning. It not only boosts the cell's ability to fight off and get rid of bad bacteria and viruses, it also helps regulate the immune response, pumping the brakes on an overactive response. People who are low or deficient in vitamin D3 are more susceptible to chronic diseases, including things like asthma, inflammatory bowel conditions, and kidney disease. It also makes you more, vitamin D3 also makes you more, the absence of vitamin D3 can make you more susceptible to COVID. If you're low in vitamin D, you can have more inflammation in your body and you won't be able to absorb calcium as well, explains integrative medicine expert Rajvi. Okay. That's why you gave me this to read.
I didn't think I could pronounce that specialist name.
Okay.
No.
All right. Nambutrapad, MD, at Providence St. Jude Medical Center in Orange County, California. He recommends a dosage of 5,000 or 10,000 micrograms per day.
Yes. And you know something, Dan? Can I say something?
Please.
What we've left out a lot here? And
right.
Thankfully, this article from the European specialist is going to include that right now. The doggies might get left out of here.
Oh, poor puppy.
Oh, poor puppy. So this is why, you know, the doggy, this is a little short little doggy article, okay? And the lady was writing into these specialists and says, my 10-year-old dog recently started losing urine when she gets excited.
Yeah.
That's not just she, it's for the guys too, okay? But this happened to be a she 10-year-old dog. And so the pharmacopist.
It isn't just dogs. It's people as well.
Well, dear, let me just read that. Okay. And again, he says, that was the message. What do you suggest? I'm hoping for something natural I can give. And then the expert says, age is one of the primary factors, tell me about it, that contributes to decreased bladder tone in people and pets. We share that with doggies.
Decreased, not increased.
Aging is one of the primary factors that contribute to decreased lesser bladder tone.
That's right.
In people and pets, says the expert. The bladder is a muscular sac, and without proper tone, it loses its capacity to hold urine properly. Fortunately, there is a botanical that helps with these changes. To support your dog's bladder, and yours too, consider Angelica Archangelica. Angelica, also called angel's herb. Oh, the beautiful plant grows all over Iceland in the pristine country. When it comes to bladder support for people and pets, this is the single most efficacious botanical ever encountered, said those experts. Not only does Angelica help strengthen the bladder muscles, but it also helps increase bladder capacity. That means less urinary leakage and dribbling. Not just for dogs, people too. We got it at Alive and Well.
Indeed.
And that's really an amazing, isn't it? We're talking, so much of this program is talking about the miracle of herbs and organically grown and pristine and clean. And I love the fact that the name of that is Angel Archangel.
Yeah.
And you know.
It's from heaven,
that,
believe
it,
me.
It's just sad. And because and when you get older, you can realize that alleviating that particular kind of problem is from heaven.
Well, it can be so debilitating. It just interrupts people's lives. You have to take a pee every hour or so, and it's just ridiculous. And between the trips to the bathroom, there's leakage and inadvertent spontaneous squirting, which is really problematic and so embarrassing and so demeaning. And taking Angel Archangel can be very beneficial and strengthen, as the doctor said, strengthening the wall of the bladder so it becomes a real active muscle again. Maybe there's some exercises you could do as well, some pelvic exercises, maybe sit-ups, maybe some other things that can
maybe
also help.
Maybe dancing. How about that, Dan? Why don't we start? Dan, Dan, why don't we have a nice segment of the show where Dan is going to talk about the steps of dancing.
Well, since I've been, I could hear it now.
Dance, ballerina, dance.
Well, that
doesn't have to be ballerina.
Well, I'm dancing on the way to the John all
there
the time.
There you go, dancing.
Dance.
Move the feet.
So what we
move the feet. We used to do the tango. We used to do the wonderful Spanish dances. We used to do, okay, and I know that.
What about the hora?
What about the wonderful one, the African dance that the famous lady in New York said I did brilliantly? It was called the Watusi.
Yeah.
And I did that too. So all the different dances we can do, and Elvis would be happy to see us, you know, move the pelvis. We can move the feet and move the pelvis at the same time.
Jailhouse rock at the same time. Yeah.
Move your feet, kid. Okay. Besides moving your feet, again, in there's just so much wonderful information sharing here from Natural Health, bringing out that the liver helps remove toxins from your body, allows metabolism to occur, and regulates hormone production. Liver diseases include cirrhosis, hepatitis A, B, and C, and fatty liver disease. You can help protect your liver, this experts say, by eating organic food, cleaning up your immediate living space, avoiding personal care products loaded with toxic chemicals.
Consider this.
Water.
Consider this, folks.
Yeah, and purifying your air and water supply daily.
Yes, consider this. Your liver performs over how many functions on a minute-by-minute basis?
A zillion.
How many? 300 functions on a regular basis. Not just sometimes, minute-by-minute. Trying to clean out all the debris that the industry has given us to breathe and eat and drink. Support your liver.
That's
feed
right.
Your liver. There's an amazing amino acid, N-acetylcysteine, which is phenomenal for the liver.
And
the kidneys,
that, yes.
And the lungs, and the brain. But N-acetylcysteine is remarkable in helping the liver produce glutathione, the major antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. Again, there's nutrients which create life. Drugs are designed to suppress symptoms. And that's why drug companies suppress information about nutrients. They don't want the competition. Okay? NAC has been threatened to be taken off the market by the Food and Drug Administration. Why? Because a drug company wants to develop a drug out of it. And they can charge you $30 or $40 or $50 a capsule instead of the 30 cents a capsule that it costs you now is NAC+. It's a remarkable nutrient that helps in a myriad of ways in maintaining good, active, biological activity, anti-inflammatory, rebuilding of your liver, kidneys, and internal organs.
Absolutely wonderful. And it's right. And, of course, it's so great for the lungs, et cetera. Well, again, in reporting from these physicians, the different herbs, and we have these wonderful combinations, and all singularly and also in combination at Alive and Well. The antioxidants in burdock root can help protect the liver against poisonous substances. In addition, burdock, say the physicians, can cleanse the liver, allowing it to do a better job of detoxifying the blood. Dr. D'Souza Prades from the Department of Biological Sciences recently published research investigating the ability of burdock to improve liver health. The authors found that, quote, the liver function indicators show that burdock protected the liver against cadmium toxicity damage.
Beautiful. Love that.
That was. Dandelion roots and leaves also improved liver health, especially in the case of hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm.
Taraxin, the active compound in dandelion, is a colorectant, which means that it stimulates bile production by the liver. This aids in fat absorption and digestion, and another benefit is to fight constipation. Milk thistle is another herb known for liver health benefits. It has been used forever to treat chronic liver disease. And we do have these wonderful compounds. So that's very exciting, the different herbs that we're being shown right here. Are we not, right, dear? And, you know, it's amazing. You wonder how often this can go on. And thankfully, here's another leading doctor, David Bronstein, reporting about the disastrous effects of statin drugs, cholesterol drugs, and how they cause heart failure by robbing the body of the vital enzyme, particularly the cardio-Q10, which he says you can't live without that.
And well, the statin drugs destroy cardio-Q10.
They do, and they cause heart failure.
That's it.
And he says here, we're quoting Dr. Bronstein, growing danger of heart failure. Heart failure affects more than 5 million Americans yearly. Are we hearing this? We get concerned about certain things and not about other things. And is the leading cause of hospitalization in people older than 65.
Isn't it amazing? They don't call that a pandemic.
No, right. And they give the drug that causes it.
That's right.
There is no question, says the doctor, that the condition becomes more likely as a person ages. About 550,000 are diagnosed with heart failure each year, and 50% of them will die within a few years of the diagnosis. And he's talking here about that, okay? The other thing that he says, he speaks over and over and over, connecting that, and how it's connected with the drugs that they're taking and the Lipitor, et cetera. And he says here...
Well, Lipitor destroys cardio-Q10.
Well, that's what they're saying.
And that weakens the heart even more.
That's exactly what he says of all those drugs that have to do with the statin drugs and how toxic they are, okay?
And let me just interject this
and
one.
The title of the article was, Are Statins Wrecking Your Heart?
Yeah. Cholesterol is not the problem, say holistic physicians. Cholesterol is vitally needed by your brain and your heart and other organs, every hormone your body makes. But cholesterol is being blamed for the heart disease. Major medical journals, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, the British Medical Journal Lancet, have all stated in their editorial articles that lower cholesterol levels actually people with cholesterol below 200 actually lives 5 to 7 years less than people with cholesterol of 300. That's from major medical editorial staff, journal staff.
Right. And he speaks here endlessly about how the statins have become the most profitable drugs in the history of big pharma cartel. And nearly every person says the doctor who sees a cardiologist will automatically put on a statin, okay?
That's right.
And he says here that the destruction of heart function that they cause is the biggest killer in the U.S. of A. Biggest killer. And here he goes on, I'll share this with you. I'm quoting Dr. David Brownstein, board-certified physician, okay, all these credits. Improve heart function with cardio Q10, okay. Remember that congestive heart failure occurs when the heart muscle cannot pump adequate blood to the blood's tissue and organs. The heart muscle is approximately the size of a fist. Each day, the average heart beats approximately 100,000 times, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood. Needless to say, it takes a lot of energy. It goes through that to do that. Statins poison the pathway that is integral to producing CoQ10, says the doctor. Because CoQ10 is essential to heart function, it is not a leap of faith to predict that taking statins will lead to a weak heart. And then he goes, the study looking with subjects treated with Lipitor, the best-selling statin drugs, within 3 to 6 months, all these subjects had abnormalities in heart muscle and heart function, et cetera, and so forth, okay? And then he goes on to say the major thing it caused was diastolic dysfunction, the congestive heart failure. And he says that was reversed in 9 out of the 10 subjects who got this when they were treated with 300 milligrams of the cardio form of CoQ10 each day. And he says, in fact, all of them completely reversed their diastolic dysfunction with the cardio CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
Can't leave this subject without saying the importance of this and not taking what will kill you, all right? Not taking what will hurt you and what will kill you.
Which are the drugs?
But again, look at all the people suffering from that and dying from that. Mm-hmm. Take the nutrient. Stay away from the bad guys.
That's right.
MK7 cleans the plaque out of the veins and arteries. It's well known to do it. It's a nutrient.
Mark 7K2.
Oh, I'm glad you knew him, you know, intimately. Sounds like a
Mark, yeah.
A Mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not being sexist.
He made his mark in the health scene.
Yeah, but don't get sexist about it anyway. Anyhow, we got the great products over at Alive and Well and great food. Remember, you know, you can have the terrific. Call the 877-4950, 877-4950, and you can have all your orders ready for you to go at the wonderful Broth Cafe at Alive and Well, any one of our great services.
Or you can do the app. The Broth at Alive and Well in Maui app. It has a complete menu, wonderful pictures, very appetizing, and gives you instructions how to order if you want and what time you want to pick it up, and if you don't want to pick it up, what time you want us to walk it out to the curb to put in your car for you. It's all taken care of so easily, so simply. And it saves them the harangue of trying to make a phone call to place an order. When the broth gets busy, it gets busy. And a lot of people can't have to wait and wait and wait to place an order. You can place your order with the app, Broth at Alive and Well in Maui.
And you can also call that 877-4950. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medications. Doctor's area. But we love to sit down one-on-one with you in a beautiful, cleansed, gorgeous sofa area and talk and give you the information that you can use to get the better integrity of your health in every conceivable way.
You can build your health.
877-4950. There's no charge. We're there for you, but set a time so we're not with someone else. Set a time, and we'd love one-on-one with you or any of our services at the 877-4950.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.